Rob's 94.5. Still waiting for Black Tide to check in before opening the night for Sevenfold at the Big Easy, which is Avenged Seven sold out, as you know.
Sold out of fold.
Hey, phone's ringing now.
Where are we going?
Hello?
Hello. This is Rick with Interscope. How you doing?
Hey, Rick, what's up?
It's just Rick with Interscope. It's we want to talk to Black Tide.
Yeah,
I know. I was just going to check in with you guys before I got Zachy for you.
All right, Zachy.
Zach. Zach to you, but I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and put you guys on hold, and then I'll go grab him.
Okay, do what you got to do.
Thank you.
That was Interscope.
Interscope.
Who are they anyway?
It's like a really small telescope.
Oh.
It looks inside you while you look back at it.
Right. I just want to see the operator.
It's looking through the world in the reverse eyeglass.
Interscope boot.
How come they have music on their hold? You'd think they're a band. They'd have music on their hold, right?
They do.
Oh. It's the quiet part. Yeah, stick around for a minute here. Shut the door over there, freaking new guy. Let's treat these guys right.
Yeah.
They are rock stars, after all.
I know. And they did it at 14 years old.
Is that how old they are?
I don't know.
We'll find out here in a minute.
They're getting their booster seats so they can...
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call his tour manager. He's not picking up.
Oh,
God, what a lead-in for nothing.
Yeah, we had a good one there, too. It's all right.
Oh, man.
How come you don't have music on hold? You'd think you'd have music on hold. For
There's no music on hold?
No.
Ah.
Did you guys run out?
You're a record guy.
Yeah, we're fresh out for the year. We used up all of our good stuff. I'm just kidding.
All of our hold minutes.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Rock 94.5 presents the Get Your Jolly Display Getaway. Light up Spokane's best rock in your display to win fantasy suites at Bennett Bay.
Hi, lover boy.
Details at rock945.com for Get Your Jolly Display Getaway. From Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
At least nobody was hurt.
Hey, are you in charge of planning this year's big party?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Don't let your party suck. Check out FastCard Indoor Speedway. With the all-new personal and corporate party room.
FastCard Indoor Speedway.
FastCard Indoor Speedway has a newly remodeled location. Fast carts, a great snack bar, shorter wait times, and all the great deals you've come to expect.
Fast car.
Check out the $11 Mondays holiday special. Is somebody on your list hard to buy for?
What? What kind of present do you want?
Well, Fast Cart gift certificates make a great stocking stuffer. Awesome selection of racing apparel.
Including helmets, gloves, NASCAR jackets, racing carts, parts, and ATVs.
Fast Cart's convenient location is 1224 East Front Avenue.
It's super easy.
Two blocks east of Hamilton, right off Trent. 1224 East Front Avenue. Call Fast Cart at 509-568-1065. Or check them out online at FastCartSpeedway.com.
Fast Cart with a K.
Get your start at Fast Cart Indoor Speedway. And we'll see you at the races.
John!
Who?
John! Great-grandma Paige's older sister, Matt's third daughter's first husband, second cousin, Joan's oldest son!
John from Florida?
Yeah!
How'd you get all the way up here through this snow?
Snow? Huh, I didn't notice. Anyway, happy holidays!
Hey, do you want to come in?
Ah, thanks, but I'm off to see Uncle Pat's third son, Jason's second cousin, twice-removed daughter, Ellen!
Okay.
Yeah, happy holidays!
With great offers this holiday season on any 2008 Hummer H3, it's never been a better time to visit the family, wherever the family.
Get $1,000 bonus cash toward accessories when you buy or lease any 2008 Hummer H3 this holiday season. Bonus cash can also be used toward purchase or lease of the vehicle. Take delivery by January 2nd, 2008. Visit George G. Hummer in Spokane. Hummer, like nothing else.
A gift from Wisefield Jewelers really does get people talking.
Lisa, that is the most spectacular diamond necklace.
I know. I was speechless.
Not a word, Lisa?
Honest for almost a full minute.
That must be some necklace.
When I saw that Wisefield box...
Wait, how did he know about Wisefield?
His dad.
My dad. My mom told my dad to tell me.
Since 1917, people have counted on Wisefield Jewelers to have the perfect gift. That's because Wisefield knows the people here. They know their sense of style. That's what sets Wisefield apart. And why Wisefield offers the Leo Diamond, the first diamond ever to be independently measured and certified for its superior brilliance. Collection priced from under $500 to $6,500.
I still can't imagine you being speechless.
Look at the necklace again.
Yeah.
Wisefield Jewelers. Your town, your style, your store.
Bells ring, carolers sing, fa la 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 la. Holidays in full swing at the Highlands Day Spa. With packages from head to toe, the perfect gift to give you'll find under the mistletoe. Grab your list and check it twice. You're sure to find something super nice, all at Highlands Day Spa. Gifts for Secret Santa or someone special in your life? It's all at Highlands Day Spa. Spa parties, massage, facials, pedicures, steam saunas, mud wraps, gift cards, or a visit to Salon Savvy before that special party. You'll find what you are looking for, so look no more. It's all at Highlands Day Spa. Purchase online at HighlandsSpa.com to avoid the rush. Your gift will be mailed without any fuss. Wishing happy holidays to everyone from Highlands Day Spa.
Transworks.
Maintenance, performance, and custom hookups for any car, motorcycle, van, or truck. Call 928-8688.
Transworks.
Tonight, every night. Inside Edition, America's essential news magazine.
Inside Edition at 4:30 on KXLY ABC4. Never miss a story.
Calls to the station are recorded live before takes to the audience. Board work here. Video zone is directed. Average night included. Some assembly required. Boss supplies last. Put the same location for you every time. All these prices may vary. They're supposed to be sure. We're caution. They include nuts.
Your engines and all that. It's Rock 94 and halfway home. Blah, blah, blah. Hello.
Okay, guys. Now I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
All right, I'm here. Here goes some more of them hold minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Zach.
Hey, there he is.
There he is. Yeah, it's a special band member.
All the way from Spokane, Washington this afternoon. Hey, wait. That's where we are.
It's in Miami or something. Someplace warm, right?
Put that mic up by your mouth so we can hear you.
Okay, there.
Now we can hear the freaking new guy. I'm Jeff Scott. Hey, Zach, how's it going today?
All right.
You guys rock, man.
Oh, thanks.
It's a long way from Miami, isn't it?
Yeah, Spokane's the cold.
Yeah, that's what makes
pretty
Miami.
Today,
you know, we go down there when we're looking for vacation. We try to go down that way.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome to the cold, bittersweet Northwest, and nice to have you guys in town tonight. How's the road been with Avenged Sevenfold so far?
It's been pretty sweet, you know. It's almost done, just kind of sad. You got to leave some friends, but, it's been fun.
Well, the biggest part's still to come. You guys are not only playing the rest of the tour with the Avenged Sevenfold, but then you're going overseas for a while.
Yep.
They're doing everywhere. Glasgow, Scotland, UK, England. Have you even, you've never been over there at all, so you don't know what to expect.
I was over there when I was, 12.
Okay.
How old are you now?
Yeah.
19.
So that was like yesterday. So what is the average age of the band? I know on your website it says you're 107.
It says we're 107?
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out which one of you must be like 60 years old, you know?
And, I don't know, it's not really an average. The guitarist is 17, our singer's 15, and me and the drummer are 19.
Wow.
How'd you get so damn good?
How'd you get so damn good, and how'd y'all get together at that age? I mean, you had to have your parents with you and stuff, right?
Yeah, so kind of. Like, you know, our parents helped us out. They're all really supportive and stuff.
Yeah.
The original drummer of our band was our lead singer's brother.
Okay.
Yeah, he knew us from school and stuff.
Right.
Like, he knew me and our guitarist Alex from school, and I was actually worst enemies with that whole band. And then I became their bass player.
Wow, that showed them, huh? You showed them.
So how long have you guys been?
I'm going to join your band.
How long have you been together as a band?
If you can't beat them, join them, I guess.
About 4 years.
Wow, that's really cool. And then there's another guy, too, who's from New York, right?
Yeah, Steve, our drummer, who actually lives in Florida. He's our third drummer.
Wow. It's like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, it kind of is. First one died in a bowling accident.
No way.
Second one died in a severe waxing incident.
That sucks. That's not the way I want to go.
Yeah, no one died.
You think in Miami it'd be like a shark attack or something.
Yeah, it was just, he was a friend of some of our guitarist friends, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, we know this guy Steve, he plays drums great, you know, you guys should audition him. Okay.
Wow.
Here you are being 17 years old, and you guys, what influences do you have? I can hear a few, but go ahead and tell
me. Oh, they got a whole web page full of influences.
Everybody kind of drifts off into their own different places.
Really?
Like, as a band, we all agree on, like, Pantera, Metallica, Megadeth, Guns N' Roses. But, like, everybody kind of branches off into their own thing, which is kind of cool.
Hang on a second. Go ahead and say it. What's the band you think?
Motley Crue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I heard some Guns N' Roses in there myself.
No, the energy is definitely Motley Crue.
Interesting. Well, did you take that as a compliment or as criticism?
It is a compliment.
That's great.
Awesome, Zach. Awesome. Right on. Let's spin up a track here. We finally got a version we can play on the radio. today.
And we had to go to the ends of the earth to do it.
And this is the Shockwave one, right?
Yeah.
A Shockwave. And when is the CD coming out, or is it out already?
It comes out in mid-February.
So you guys even have a CD out yet, and you're already, like, selling out places as the opening band.
Huge buzz on you guys.
Yeah, big. Big buzz.
You can pick up some stuff at Hot Topic or iTunes or stuff like that.
Or on your website, which is myspace.com/blacktie. That's right. Check them out. Here's Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. Get there early tonight. Opening the show for Avenged Sevenfold. Here they are. Four and a Halfway Home with Black Tide and Shockwave, and in the words, a freaking new guy.
They're that old? I can't play the guitar at all, and I'm 100 years old, and here they are, like, you know, teenagers and just tearing it up.
Some of the guys only been playing for a couple of years, too, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the Guitar Hero generation.
Me, personally, I'm probably the worst person in the world at Guitar Hero. Everybody else in the band's really good. They're all rocking out extra and stuff. And I'm sitting there like, dude, I gotta do what?
You guys really suck on skateboards, too, I saw. No, I'm just kidding.
It's Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. We've got Black Tide on the line opening the show tonight with Avenged Sevenfold. So what's it like living your dream already, and most of you aren't even legal yet, you know?
It's exactly that, man. You wake up every day, and we're just like, dude, we're on tour with one of our favorite bands. We hang out, we meet fans, we get to play shows every day. What more do you want?
Nothing, that's it, you can go.
Yeah, that's it. Then you wake up.
Right, I wake up and then mom's screaming at me again to clean my room.
What do your parents think about all this?
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about the school thing. I mean, the other kids in school must treat you like gods, right?
Well, I'm not in school anymore, and neither is anybody.
Oh, okay.
And actually, most kids in my school, they're like, cool for you, we don't like your band.
Isn't it kind of a different style of music from Miami?
Miami's got a lot of, like, the hardcore scene and the emo kids and all that.
Right.
No, you're wrong. There's a place for it and all that stuff, but, I don't know. Miami's, I guess there's some metal. Well, you know, we have, like, the whole Tampa metal scene and stuff.
Really? But it is a throwback, definitely, to an earlier stage of music.
Well, there's a whole new generation of rockers coming out.
Right.
I mean, ever since School of Rock, the kids are in AC/DC. And,
it's,
you know, you got 4-year-olds who
sing music.
Hell's Bells. So
it was music that made rock what it is.
I mean, the internet just makes it so accessible. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can go onto iTunes right now and stuff and download, you know, Skid Row's greatest hits.
Sure. You know, I think it's just very interesting that you guys don't even have an album out and you're already selling out places and known around the world. That just shows you what the internet's doing right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I used to hate the internet and the whole technology thing, but now I'm kind of
I still do hate it. You can still get the Final Countdown on there, and I think that's really
because you're
bad.
An old fart freaking new guy.
No, I think that should be taken off.
Dude, I think I actually have that song on vinyl.
No!
Vinyl? What's that?
No.
So, okay, let me go back to the parents thing. What are your parents like? They must be pretty cool to let you do all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, all of our parents are so supportive. My mom's a hippie.
All right.
And the day that I was like, Mom, I want to play guitar, she was like, thank God.
You've seen your mom or dad for a while. I'm beginning to want to know. She just went, that's cool.
Yeah, I finally get him out of the house.
She knew I didn't want to grow up and be a lawyer or something. She was like, hey, she doesn't want to go to Harvard. You know, let's just buy him a Marshall or something and call even.
Wow. So mamas, let your kids grow up to be rock stars. And that's from Zach. Well, cool. Can't wait to hear the full-length CD when it does come out. And good luck overseas on that. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time that nothing is refrigerated, so the milk will be warm. We heard this from Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge. The beer's warm. You guys don't drink, but the everything's warm. Yeah, the water.
I heard drinking age there is 18.
Oh, well, maybe you will be drinking then. Just remember the beer.
I think it's lower.
The beer will be warmer, and everything's warm. All the food is kind of lukewarm, too. So just enjoy.
All right, well, that's cool, man.
You know, I listen to probably, I don't know, 3 out of 4, 5, 12 records a week.
No.
I listen to a lot of songs, dude. I'm telling you what. I thought you guys kicked ass. Nice to hear. He's been talking about you for a few weeks.
He's been rolling your video in there. You know, you have 66,000 spins on your video on your website, and 55,000 of those are from him right there across from
the border. I'm a big fan.
That's pretty sweet. I got to take a look at that.
Yeah, you should. You got a lot of fans checking in, too, from all over the place. Apparently, you guys kicked ass in Portland.
Oh, cool.
So you should go check it out for sure, okay?
They'll love you. I invited all two of my friends to see you tonight, so, you know.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll have a big party in Spokane.
Don't do that on stage. They'll boo you. Go Spokane.
Is it Spokane or Spokane?
Spokane. Just think Spokane.
Okay. I don't want to screw that up.
Yes. Just say rock in the can. They'll love you.
Say, hello, Spokanistan.
Spokane. Spoke of Vegas. Yeah. Spokenapolis with tonight's Freeway 500. Black Tide, thanks for hooking up with us, guys.
Definitely will, man.
Good luck overseas, and thanks for checking in.
Rock 94 and a halfway home.